like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time.
It is. Very nice.
Oh, he's back.
Great success.
Good one.
Borat subsequent movie film.
So, Kevin, this is an example of crasser, cringe comedy and satire all together. Does it work?
It all depends on whether you like Borat. I mean, if you saw Borat, the original movie, 2006, 14 years ago, and you thought it was a scream like I did, you're going to love this movie because it's more of the same. If you watch Sacha Baron Cohen shows, this should not surprise anybody in terms of what kind of movie it is. The content's going to surprise some people. If you hate Borat, don't go watch this movie.
As satire goes, I really appreciate it. For effort, this guy really goes after the current political climate.
And that's what he's always done.
Yeah.
I mean, he did that 14 years ago. Yeah, he goes after the current administration.
Yes.
There's a scene even in the trailer where he's going after Mike Pence, and you know, he makes some pretty heavy digs
calls
at Trump.
Him Mike Penis.
Yeah. But what's funny is those are relatively low hanging fruit.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, it's not like he's doing some deep dive into policy
right.
matters
That's
or
right.
anything. Where it's most biting is, and this is what he does.
Go ahead.
He puts a mirror up to the country and America and society.
He makes great fun of his own country's attitude toward women.
Yes.
But when he gets over here and he starts on Melania Trump, a golden cage for a woman, strong attitudes about the way we still have women as second-class citizens.
Oh, absolutely. The whole story is Borat been in a gulag for 14 years because he did such a bad job with his last film. They bring him out of the gulag to try and bribe Americans to like him again. And his 15-year-old daughter, well, let's just say she smuggles in his luggage. She's brilliant in it. Even though Borat had his own thing before, this allows the sort of the gender politics to show up.
Yes.
And also just how the gender politics has changed. I mean, there's a scene where they go to a influencer and the influencer is basically saying, oh yeah, no, you can't have an opinion. You have to look pretty. And you're just watching all of the civil rights stuff just peel away from what's there.
I love the fact that there's a change in her as the film goes on. This female sidekick of his, she has an arc whereby she comes as just the chattel of the father, father bringing daughter over because he's going to present her to Mike Pence because he loves women so much.
As crass as this is, it has this weird sentimentality to it, this bizarre, sensitive, sweet story between the most backwards father and daughter pair you're ever going to see. But there's something really genuine there. Sacha Baron Cohen in the first movie was fearless, and some of the stuff he did. And his sidekick, the little fat man in the first movie, he was also fearless, but this girl is equally as fearless.
For those who want the originality that we had in the first Borat, you're not going to be able to replicate that. But there is one part that he does here that I think he did in many more parts in the first Borat.
Yeah.
And that's the sequence with Rudy Giuliani.
Well, that's the one that's getting most press
now.
I remember even saying this to other people. I'm like, well, so we find out that politicians are sleazebags, so that's the big surprise. But it is one of those things where you just marvel at this and think, how could you put yourself in a position like
this
that?
This is the point. It's mostly about how stupid Giuliani could be.
Yeah.
A man who was revered after 9/11.
Yeah.
Who has come from the pinnacle down to the nadir of political righteousness. So you say to yourself, you're right. Well, he's just another politician. And when you see him acting like a fool with her in the interview.
Not just a fool, but like, I mean, just this is amateur hour. And here's what's so crazy, because everybody's heard the story and he's like, I'm just tucking in my shirt. I look, man, you know, you've done TV. I've had a studio mic on dozens of times. I have never had to tuck in my shirt like that after taking off a studio mic ever. Have you?
No, I agree. For those who would like to see how the mighty have fallen.
Yes.
I have friends who have never seen the first Borat. I think it would encourage people to see the first Borat, to see the conjunction of the two, the evolution over 14 years. That's a lot of change.
As outrageous as like the Giuliani moment and the Pence moment is, and the real strength of this movie to show what is unpleasant about our own society.
Yes. Kevin Carr, the film is Borat, subsequent movie film.
Yes.
What grade do you award it?
An A+.
I'm going to offset your outrageousness with a B+. You have a pretty good film here.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.